It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Which sea creatures do you think you dudes are?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I don't know. An oyster, maybe?
And you'd be the one with the black pearl.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The very unusual black pearl.
This is Marconi Award-winning...
I don't know what to do. I don't.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
No, they're very unusual. They're very valuable.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest.
See, so
this
it's okay.
Week.
You should see me.
Okay.
On the little ticket.
Yes. The emergency break of the week. Every Friday at this time. We've had more than just three stop downs this week on the ticket, but these will be your three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310 as we continue to celebrate freedom here on this show. Candidate number one. This is a fight. It's kind of one way. It's a one-way fight. One guy's just kind of taking the punches while the other guy's doling them out. And as Jake said yesterday about his broadcast partner, Dan, there are two sides of Dan. There are the laid-back, nothing bothers him. He's just laid back, slow talking, trying to find the right words, you know. And then there's the other side of Dan where he's yelling at somebody. And, like when he's yelled at Tom or Dale for walking out of the studio or...
I don't want audio!
It's scary when he goes into that. He rarely does. But when he does go into it...
Yes, it just...
It sounds full, more unhinged than anybody on the station.
It's just full nuke. It just is. And that's just the way it goes. Well, they've got this bit on the Hang Zone where they bring Tony the Engineer on every week to talk about Dancing with the Stars, his favorite show. And the deal is that Tony tells him what happens during the episode, and then he throws out a trivia question, and at the... I guess they're going to have a drawing for everyone who gets the trivia question right. Their prize is to get to fly out to California and go to a taping of Dancing with the Stars with Tony. And I think he pays for everything. Your airfare, the hotel, and he'll get you in, because I guess he's gotten to know some of the producers of that show that somehow is still on the air. But anyway... Dan originally thought this was a really good idea. I think Tony was wearing a little thin with him this week when he tried to dictate how the segment was going to go. And we got Mad Dan and a stop down.
It's just Halloween fun, Dan. There's nothing creepy about it.
No, I just wonder if you would.
We better get going here. We're gonna...
Oh, all right. Jeez, Tony's really running the show. Let's.
I love this, Tony.
What's the trivia question?
We already gave it. Boy, are you off your feed today? What is going on?
Are you teaching me about radio? People have just tuned in the past 30 seconds, and they want to hear it. Wait, Tony already gave it 5 minutes ago. How about this? Tony, you want to just do the show today?
No, but you set me up like I'm taking...
What's the trivia question?
Jeez. The question was, last night, Derek and Haley did an incredible dance called Tango of the Dead.
All right, Todd, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I think those dancers came from the basement of the Alamo. No?
Nope, that's not right. Move on.
No. Oh, wow.
Sorry, guys.
There's no way.
Working.
You don't think it's working, Tony?
Well, obviously, we're past the time, aren't we?
Well, you want
to... Boy. This is great.
All right, I'll take one more.
Let's carry this over.
Jake, you're on the ticket.
Guys, I think I can speak for all P1s, but I wish we could do it longer... Dancing with the Stars segment, but I do have the correct answer.
No, you don't.
No, he doesn't.
You don't.
Wait.
I do want to... There's not a chance you have it. No, 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 no.
He doesn't have it.
Well, Justin, I'm sorry. Usually it's much smoother than this. You've hit a bad one here
this
today.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
How tense was that?
Mm. Okay.
That's trimmed down considerably.
Now, it's uncomfortable hearing Dan get mad. But what was going on with Tony? I mean, he was
somebody
like...
He gave it.
I mean, he tried to direct the show like 10 times in a row. Even after multiple brushback pitches.
Well, has Dancing with the Stars gone to Tony's head?
Wow.
You really just asked that question?
You're right.
By the way,
I withdraw that.
Have you seen Tony lately? As Corby calls it, the Tony tail that he's got working.
Yeah.
He looks like Joe Exotic.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite a look. All right. Well, there's Dan versus Tony as E-Break candidate number one. Candidate number two is from this very morning show right here. And it's Gordon Keith, who is trying to think of the word telescope.
The way they talk is interesting. You know, like Matthew Perry, he has this... Matthew Fox. He has a spyglass, you know, a, what do you call those things? You know, a telescoping monocle. What do you call that?
Telescope.
Telescope.
Yeah.
What do you call a telescope?
A telescope.
Yeah. They call the German, you know, because it's German made.
The telescoping monocle. Were you trying to come up with the, it's not like, no, I'm trying to figure out what it's called.
That's what telescoping means, is that it expands.
Okay.
Were you right the very first time, spyglass? Is that what you were looking for, or was that the nickname?
Then I said spyglass, and then I started thinking, I don't exactly know what a spyglass is. Isn't that like a little short 6-inch fixed telescope? That doesn't make sense.
Telescoping,
you know what I'm saying?
Monocle.
Like a spyglass is a smaller non-telescoping.
I've got my new fixed cover band band name, though.
What is it?
Telescoping Monocle.
Okay. All right.
So it's interesting because when I hear the term, I understand your confusion, because when I hear the term telescope, I think of something on a tripod.
It's already extended.
That is looking at the stars. Yeah. And a spyglass, I think of a pirate holding it, looking out at the ocean for another ship.
Yes. But oddly enough, most telescopes that you buy to look at the stars do not... They don't telescope in the sense of that they expand out.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
And we call that a telescoping. A product is telescoping when it nests inside itself, you know, and you can expand it out.
And that's what the pirate would do when he would look at something. His would telescope out.
Yes.
Okay.
Telescopes don't telescope. So yeah, there's a lot of confusion in this.
Tell us.
One more time.
The way they talk is interesting. You know, like Matthew Perry, he has this... Matthew Fox. He has a spyglass, you know, a, what do you call those things? You know, a telescoping monocle. What do you call that?
Telescope.
Telescope.
Yeah.
What do you call a telescope?
A telescope.
Yeah. They call the German, you know, because it's German made.
Yeah, we got you. All right, that's Gordo, candidate number two.
Have you watched Bone Tomahawk yet, Craig? Like you threatened to?
No, I'm going
to
do it this weekend for Halloween.
It's very romantic.
I doubt
Make
it.
Make sure you watch it with your significant other.
Candidate number three. I think this falls on all of the Hardline, but we're going to give this to Danny, the producer of the Hardline. We want the P1s to be very familiar with what we call our benchmarks when... Like, we have the emergency break of the week every Friday at 7:50. We talk to Razor every Friday at 8:55. Well, you would think the Hardline would know when they would talk to Rick Bonus every week, but they didn't.
All right, Jake, thank you. There he goes, Jake Kemp of the Hang Zone. Check him out. Thanks to Moose Johnston for popping on with us. Thanks to Mark Followell for popping on with us. It was a fun... day. Were we supposed to have Coach on today?
Oops.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks to Rick Bonus for thinking about popping on with us.
Oh no. 3:50 tomorrow.
We got it. We're going to nail this tomorrow. We'll be back at
Rick Bonus!
How did we all forget? Cat's going to fire me.
Oh no.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Do you think Corby had it written down to thank Rick Bonus and then realized, oh, wait, we didn't do the segment?
They forgot to call him like he was waiting by the phone?
I don't know what went down. If they just forgot to put him on their schedule or what? It wasn't in their Palm Pilot, so they didn't do it.
Good thing we don't care about hockey.
Hey, Danny. All right, so we'll throw that one on Danny against Gordo against Dan. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Users, E-Break Man. Let's rock.
And now the wind on that road.
Okay. Thank you.
Confusing.
Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Users Gordon, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss, Skippy Gordon, and telescopic monocle. Muzzle, muzzle.
Rough week. Rough week for the actor that portrayed Stan and Dursky.
Indeed. Hi. You're on ticket radio.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Telescoping Gordo and Hooter Brown.
Thank you. Hello. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, Musers. I just wanted to tell everybody how much I really enjoy being a character on this show. More than likely going to be my last time, probably so. And just wanted to let everybody know I'm going to vote for Gordon because he's one of my heroes. And go Tigers.
All right. Coach O, hang in there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to give it to Dan because he's being a big jerk.
He was kind of being a big jerk to poor old Tony. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Am I on IM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Musers, I want to vote for Tiny Dan, just so you know. And y'all have a happy, full-bodied squirrel. Love you.
All right, we'll try to have a happy, full-bodied squirrel. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Why is Alec Baldwin a good actor?
I don't know.
It's not the week you're really to discuss that, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
In honor of Turd Ferguson, vaginal slice, born.
Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins?
Hi, this is Nat Cassidy, and I would like to vote for Danny.
You know, you can't go through your entire life referring to yourself as not Cassidy. You need your own identity. It's not healthy.
Yeah, it's kind of like not Spalding. That's not good. But have a good day in school.
I guess my little tip didn't resonate.
Why are you always trying to tell young women what they need to do, Craig?
Yeah, let them make their own decisions. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Give it to, I like to fight sometimes. Just give it to me. Would you guys? can we do that this morning? Just give me that. Okay.
All right, we got you. There's a Dan vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Newser.
What's happening?
I don't know. Hi, you're on ticket radio. Hi, you're on ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, Musers, good morning.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
What's going on?
Just
all right,
vote.
Die.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, it's Sean Landetta and Reggie Roby.
Quality punters, but no. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. I'd like to vote for my man, Danny.
Good Lord.
Okay, that's a really deep voice,
dude. Bullfrog voice that was.
That's impressive. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, where's Gordo?
He's right here.
Here.
Hey, Gordo, can you maybe pass the phone to Spank Miller?
Sure. Here he is.
Hey there.
Hey, Spank. On behalf of the Musers Trinity, which is Snoop Dogg, the Parrot, and then we're going to replace the guest with Nandor, we're going to vote for the telescope stuff.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break? Hello? Sports caller, you are on
the
air.
George.
Yeah.
You remember when you did games at Texas Stadium?
I do.
Did you kill Tom Landry?
No, did not. It was a very sad passing of natural causes, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote.
Yeah?
Danny?
Thank you.
Why so hesitant?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Can I speak to George, please?
I'm right here.
Hey, George, do you think cocktail is a funny word?
Not really.
Okay, then I'll vote for Dan.
And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we have a winner in the emergency break of the week. Dan, tired of the bit that he came up with, Tony... Talking Dancing with the Stars.
It's just Halloween fun, Dan. There's nothing creepy about it.
No, I just wonder if you would.
We better get going here. We're going.
All right. Jeez, Tony's really running the show. Let's.
I love this, Tony.
What's the trivia question?
We already gave it. Boy, are you off your feed today? What is going on?
Are you teaching me about radio? People have just tuned in the past 30 seconds, and they want to hear it. Wait, Tony already gave it 5 minutes ago. How about this? Tony, you want to just do the show today?
No, but you set me up like I'm taking...
What's the trivia question?
Jeez. The question was, last night, Derek and Haley did an incredible dance called Tango of the Dead.
All right, Todd, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I think those dancers came from the basement of the Alamo. No?
Nope, that's not right. Move on.
No, oh, wow.
Sorry, guys.
There's no way.
Working.
You don't think it's working, Tony?
Well, obviously, we're past the time, aren't we?
Well, you want to...
Boy. This is great.
All right, I'll take one more.
Let's carry this over.
Jake, you're on the ticket.
Guys, I think I can speak for all P1s, but I wish we could do a longer Dancing with the Stars segment. But I do have the correct answer.
No, you don't.
No, he doesn't.
You don't.
I do want
There's not a chance you have it. No, 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 no.
He doesn't have it.
Well, Justin, I'm sorry. Usually it's much smoother than this. You've hit a bad one here
this
today.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man. Bitterness. How many wins is that for Dan?
That is 37. He's 86 behind Norman.
There you go. This week's winner, Dan McDowell.